Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how companies are looking into corporate fitness programs to help their employees lose weight and reduce their health care costs. Now, for a long time, we know that companies were dabbling in this area, and they were saying, you know what, we're going to show you how good we are as a company to our employees. We're going to pay a certain percentage for you to join a gym. And we both know that that's not such a great way of helping people lose weight or becoming more physically active, because just because you join a gym doesn't mean you're going to use it. So the companies are doing other programs and other things to help their employees lose weight. And what they're doing is they're bringing in other companies, and what they're doing is they're awarding like prizes of up to $1,000 for their employees to lose weight. So they're giving them incentive in terms of a monetary incentive, and they're bringing in other companies that'll help set up the program, show them how to eat. They'll actually come in. They'll do behavior modification, stratification programs. They'll sit down with the employees. They'll work with them. So they're not just saying, here, we'll see the first person to lose weight, but they're actually trying to re-educate them on what's healthy eating. What you're also going to be seeing is that it's the walk-and-work approach. You know, our buddies with the treadmill desks, but you're going to start seeing a lot of the workspaces where people are no longer going to be sitting at your conventional workstations, but they're looking into this saying, this is such a great idea. If we can just set up a workstation where people are walking, we can reduce, you know, we can replace the sedentary behaviors. And, you know, they're walking 2 to 3 hours a day. I mean, you can't beat that. This way, the people aren't going, like, when I get up from work,
I got to go exercise.
I got to go exercise, right. And I got to go to the gym. They're going, look, I walked 4 hours today, you know, and this could also mean that overweight or obese people could lose up to 40 to 60 pounds a year just by replacing just by changing this one behavior. They're also doing things like on-site massage programs. Now, people may say, well, that's more of a luxury, but there's lots of studies that show that massage has positive effects in terms of lowering blood pressure responses. There's many different things that lowering stress levels. So there's lots of different programs they're looking into, and also they're offering not only to lose weight, the financial incentives, but financial incentives to get fit. So, you know, not just losing weight, but looking at other parameters like if you're a smoker, if you have, you know, or your blood pressure, all these things, and you get financial incentives as well. Great stuff. I think that's the way of the future for companies to keep their employees healthy.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.